For now, all your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. There go those Harleys back down on the other side. That's that thunder you hear in the background. Lee County's football team, as they said, they walked down in front of the stands. Now they're running back out on the field. Our Vikings won the toss, elected to defer. And we'll be getting you the Lee County kick returners. This is a north-south stadium, and we're sitting on the visitor side, so of course the north would be to our right, south to our left. Vikings dressed in white jerseys, white pants, those crimson helmets. And Lee County, black jerseys, black pants, the orange stripe down the sides, and black helmets. Brand new field, it looks good. End zones are painted nice. Big Lee County symbol. Lee spelled out across midfield. And here they come. And we're almost ready to get started. Back deep for Lee County.
I'll get you some numbers here, Wes. Looks like number 11 is back deep. That's Bernard McCray.
And
we got fans right in our hair, line of sight, too. So
there's the kick, high end over end kick. And it won't matter who's back deep. It sails into the end zone. Lee County will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
All right, we'll get maybe our first shot at seeing number 12, Garrett Morrell.
Vikings will come out in there. Five-man front, two linebackers. Vikings going from right to left. The Lee County going from right to left on your radio dial. And number 12 will open at quarterback. That's Morrell. Even though he broke his hand last week.
It wasn't broken, Wes. It turns out that the x-rays came back negative.
Okay. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. They throw out in the flats. Incomplete pass. Pass intended for number 4. That's J.Q. Quimbley, who would be their backup quarterback.
Herschel Brookings had his eye on the receiver coming after him. I think if he turned his head up, he might have been able to put his hands on the ball and possibly an interception.
Again, two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Morrell in the shotgun. One back to his right. Drops straight back. Looks, throws out, and the ball is tipped but caught. Out at the 35 by number 4. J.Q. Quimbley. And that'll be a first down for Lee County as they move out to the 35. 15-yard pass, actually to the 36. 16-yard pass play. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. We go to a four-man front. Throws that little screen pass out in the flats by one man. Twos across the 40 to 45. Down the sidelines. Runs out of bounds. About the 47-yard line.
That was Quimbley again on the catch.
Quimbley their leading receiver, and that's another first down. Ball on the near hash mark right in front of the visitor's press box. Morrell in an offset eye. Gives it to the tailback. By one man, two, still on his feet. He's across the 50 into Viking territory down to our 47-yard line. Looks like it's going to be about a 7-yard run, be second and 3.
I tell you what, we saw the running back. That's number 34. That's Jamal Gardner. I returned his body sideways to get through that line.
Again, Morrell drops back, looks, throws across, catch made for the first down, down about the 42-yard line, little 5-yard pitch and catch.
That's Nate Brantley right there on the coverage as soon as he made the tackle.
But they have quickly moving the ball down the field.
No huddle, hurry up offense.
Three receivers near side, single receiver far side. Morrell, ball in the middle of the field. And
official timeout. Let's see.
And not sure why.
Let's see what the call is going to be.
And it is. It's going to be on our band already.
And they'll report that too. Go ahead, Marty.
That's exactly right. The referee come over here told us we got to calm the band down. So their tactic is the first time we played, they call it out on us, and they just quieted our band.
And that was quick. Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
It will get loud now. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Morrell in the shotgun. Rolls left. Looks downfield. Throws out. Catch made again by Quimbley for another first down. And they're inside the 30, down around the 27-yard line. And, Bill, they have methodically taken that ball and just walked down the field.
Yeah, the first play was an incomplete pass. Since then, they have not missed.
They've had one running play. Morrell, ball on the near hash mark. 16-yard pass play. Morrell, again, drops back, looks, throws deep to the end zone. They go up, and we knock it away. Great coverage. And I didn't see the number, Bill.
It was Alex Brown on the coverage.
Alex climbed that ladder, knocked that ball away.
Actually, he had great position. He was in front of the receiver. The receiver reached up and knocked it away from him.
10:53 to go, first quarter, no score. Second and 10 from our 27.
Hand off.
Give it to the up back. By one man, two. He just turns, runs over linebackers. He's down inside the 15.
Somebody's helmet came off. It's a black helmet. We'll catch that.
On the carry, looked like number 16, Willie Kelly.
That is correct. Number 16 was the ball carrier, and he just came through with a head of steam, Wes. It's going to be first and 10 for Lee.
At our 15-yard line, ball on the near hash mark. He puts Gardner to his right, two receivers far side. Throws back, screen play, and they're inside the 5.
It was complete to number 11, Bernard McCray. And that's going to be inside a first down. First and goal now for the Lehigh Trojans.
First and goal for Lee down at the 3-yard line. 10:30 to go, first quarter. They give it to Garner. Garner right up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Lee County.
All right.
10:22 to go here in the first quarter. Garner scores first on a 3-yard run. And, Bill, they have just methodically went 80 yards on to attempt the extra point. Is Langston. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. Lee County leads 7-0.
I didn't get the clock started, so count us in, Kyle, when it's time. All right.
Back here to Commercial Banking Company press box, Lee County, an 80-yard drive, leading 7-0 as Langston set to kick off. Back deep, Harris and Brown. Langston approaches the football, puts that right foot into it. And we take it at the 3. We're up to the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20, outside of the 25, down the sideline to 30. And run out of bounds. Alex Brown and was run out of bounds about the 38-yard line. Let's go to Taylor.
That last drive for the Trojans, 10 plays, 80 yards, ran 1 minute and 38 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 2-yard touchdown run by number 34, Jamal Gardner. Vikings do trail 7-0 with 10 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
And out on the field comes Austin Dixon as he brings the Vikings out.
Thanks for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
And that's, we're in that wing tee. Dixon slides under center, looks at the five-man front. They show blitz, and they just break the plane. Number six jumped on the outside. That's Otis Reese. He broke the plane.
Yeah, he really charged hard coming up there to the line of scrimmage, and they said he jumped over the plane.
And, Bill, I really would like to say, got a chance to visit with him this week, John Michael with Page Heating and Air, and really would like to thank for all their support. Okay, first and five. The ball out at the 42. Dixon slides under center. Harrison motion towards us. Barks out signals. Gives it to Snead, the fullback. He's by one man, two. Oh, he trips up and he's down at the 49-yard line. But Ahmad Snead will have a first down after a six-yard run.
A little different for Ahmad Snead. Not right up the gut. He actually pulled that out the out that hole on the right side.
Looking at this Lee County defense. Three down linemen. Two linebackers, almost like four linebackers. Five-man front now. Now they're showing blitz up the middle. Again, we give it to Snead outside by one man, two. The big fullback bust into Lee County territory down to the 44-yard line. At offensive line, the Sons of Thunder doing, picking up where they left off against Camden in the fourth quarter. 9:39 to go here, first quarter. Vikings trail 7-0.
Official timeout on the field. Let's see what that's going to be about.
It's going to be second and about five at the 44-yard line. Official goes to the far side. He's saying something to Lee County coach.
And I guess maybe this is about their band.
Lee County's tell their that happens very rarely.
And that is the call, so they've warned both sides now. All right, here we go. Second and about four, right?
Yeah, second, four, second is short five, long four at the 44-yard line. Vikings going left to right on your radio dial. They're right here in front of us, almost a six-man front. Harrison motion towards us. Add Dixon, under pressure, starts to run, tucks the ball. He gets back maybe to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. And on the tackle, number seven, the extra green.
Just ran him out of bounds. The yardsticks, of course, on this side. Sometimes you got non-officials holding those sticks. They got to learn to drop them.
Third and five. Ball at the 45. We lost a yard. Dixon in the shotgun. Three receivers far side. Single receiver near side. They're showing blitz. There they come. He starts to run. Oh, but they trip him up, and he goes down back at the 46. In on the blitz was number six again, Otis Reese, coming off the left side. And our Vikings will have to punt with 8:56 to go here in the first quarter, trailing 7-0.
We said this coming in. This is a very good football team at Lee High School. And so far, looked like the Vikings were ready to move it down the field and then kind of fell apart here on a second and about four. As now they were going to be forced to punt. 8:36, the clock running. We trail 7-0 here in the first quarter.
They send Trey Eford back deep. Eford standing about the 15. Belcher waiting on the snap. There it is. He gets it away. High, high kick. Hits at the 20. Bounces. Rolls inside the 10. We're watching it roll down, and we'll down it somewhere about the 8-yard line. Great punt by Mr. Belcher to pin the Trojans back inside their 10-yard line.
One of the things we talked about at the countdown to kickoff was being able to maybe turn the field. Belcher had a really good punt there, was able to get a great roll. He actually made a little fall down, a little acting job, if you will. A 44-yard punt for John Belcher.
Morrell brings the Trojans out on the field. He's in the shotgun. Two receivers far, almost trips to the far side, to the home side. They bring a man in motion towards us. Stop, little bubble screen, throws back to him. At the corner, we hit him. And, Bill, I think they might have lost yardage.
Yeah, Brian Bell in there to lead the tackle. We had some others over on that side. It is the far side of the field, though. We'll see where the mark is.
And it is. They lost about a yard. It'll be second and 11. back at the 8 at 7:45 to go here first quarter, and Lee leading 7-0. Morrell looking, throws out in the flats, trying to find a man, overthrows the receiver out here at the 20-yard line. Incomplete, stops the clock with 7:34 to go first quarter.
That ball kind of hung up there. I saw Carlos Lee had the deep receiver. He saw the ball in the air and made a break back to it, just not able to get back in time to maybe make a catch.
That'll make it 3rd and 11. Gardner in the backfield with Morrell. He's in the shotgun. Trips to the other side of the field. Barking out signals. Drops back. Standing in the end zone. There we come. Ball's thrown out in the flats. Catch is made. Receiver turns up field. But we knock him down as they get back near. Oh, Billy's going to be near the line of
No, he's picked up a big chunk there, but he's going to be about a yard short.
It's going to be 4th and about 1. It was awfully close there from where our angle is. And Lee County will have to punt. Back deep is number 4, Tyson Harris. 97, Langston to punt, and he's standing inside his 5. 6:59 to go, first quarter. Lee leading 7-0. Here's a snap. Nice kick. Harris takes it out 45. He's at the 40. The 35, the 30.
Down the sideline.
Down the sideline. He goes 20. Cuts back inside of the 10. The 5, they hit him. Into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings. A 45-yard return by Tyson Harris on the punt to pull our Vikings to within 1 here at Lee County.
One of the things that we've missed this year, Wes, has been the excitement on punt return and kick returns. And Tyson Harris just gave it to us right here at Leesburg as he makes a 45-yard punt return for a touchdown, came down the sideline, cut back across the middle about the 7, ran it in the end zone, and now it's time for that extra point.
Belcher to hold. Nick Hart to attempt the extra point. Anderson, the long snapper. There's the ball. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. We're tied at 7 apiece. We'll be back after the 60-second break.
See anything back there? Did you see anything back there? Cindy's on this side, probably looking back there. 4 deer back in this field back here. Yeah.
We got a football game over here, guys.
We're good. We're deer hunting in the backfield. Cindy says she saw 4 buck back there. My wife. Isn't that? We're cool. 20 seconds. All right, sounds good.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Trojan Field here in Lee County, and Vikings set to kick off. Nick Hart's kick, high end over end kick, sails into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
That last drive was pretty easy, guys. 1 punt return, 45 yards by Tyson Harris. Vikings tied up 7-7 with 6 minutes and 38 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
And thank you for that, Page. Heating and drive recap. Our good friends, John Michael Page. Here comes the Trojans. Morrell in the shotgun. Gardner, the running back, to his right. Man in motion towards us. We'll give trip receivers to this side. Goes a little out in the flats to Quigley. Quigley looking for a hole. We hit him behind the line, at the line of scrimmage. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage and no more. It'll be 2nd and 10 from there.
Yeah, Brantley and Neely both in there on the tackle.
We're approaching the 6-minute mark here in the first quarter. All tied up, 7 apiece. Ball on the near hash mark. Trojans going from right to left on your radio dial. Again, twins to the far side, twins near side. We're showing blitz off the corner. They pick it up. They throw out, and he drops a pass that's incomplete. It was it looked like it was intended for Colton English.
Yeah, it fell just a little short, probably right down there about the shoelaces. Couldn't pick it up. That'll bring up third down now for Lee County.
One of the reasons is we came off the right side and then sent two guys right up the middle after him. Third now and eight. Morrell drops straight back. Looking across the middle. Incomplete pass. And the Trojans will have to punt.
Yeah, Carlos Lee had great coverage right there.
6:03 to go here in the first quarter. All tied up at 7 apiece. And
clock.
The Trojans set to punt. And the last time they put the ball in Tyson Harris's hands, he took it 45 yards.
The clock stops on the incomplete pass. 6:03 left here in the first quarter. Tied 7-7. Let's see what we do now.
Langston standing about his 7. Again, a high kick. Tyson Harris signals fair catch at our own 42-yard line.
Yeah, in number 92, that's Ronald Wilson, Jr., a 6'1", 225-pound linebacker standing right there in his grill.
That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 from our own 42 with 5:55 to go in the first quarter, all tied up. And coming out will be number 3, Xavier Patterson at quarterback. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark, right here in front of the visitor's press box. Five-man front. Two linebackers now for Lee County. We put a man in motion. Quarterback drops back, looks, starts, gets by one man, two. We're going to have a hold, I think. We're going to have a hold as the flag is on the ground. Of course, we'll have to try to see if we can get the official signal.
They threw the flag about the 31, so.
And that's what he's signaling, hold against our Vikings. And they'll.
Well, so far, Wes, we've not been able to get back and throw the ball. This defensive line right now is stunning, finding holes in our offensive line and able to get back. They're doing stunts, they're crossing, doing a lot of moves. Now, we need to just get out here and run the ball.
Well, they had a sack on the play, so it's a 2nd and 16. They declined the penalty. Now they go to a 4-man front. Now they show in blitz. We give it to Harris. Harris up the middle by one man, gets hit, spins, fighting forward. He'll pick up almost 10 yards, Bill, back out to the 45, make it about a 3rd and 7 from there.
Yeah, pretty manageable 3rd down now by doing that.
5:17 to go first quarter, all tied up at 7 apiece here in Lee County. Patterson looking to the sidelines.
Tyson Harris comes out. Dez Copeland in the backfield along with Gabe Neighbors.
Patterson in the shotgun. Lee goes to a 3-man front. Now they're showing blitz. They send 3. They come on a rush because they love to blitz. We turn and throw way downfield up in the air. And they shove our guy down. No call. Ball's intercepted by number 1. He's across the 45 out near midfield and we sling him down at the 49-yard line. I thought there was pass interference, but
the ball was well underthrown as Xavier Patterson just kind of ran around the side, and I mean he just lofted it up there.
Taylor just told us there's a flag at the 50 on the far side of the field.
Probably going to be a face mask. He did come down like in a slinging motion, but I thought it was jersey. But again, we're far away from here the play. So,
guys, they are going to get us for a horse collar there. We had him one hand on the jersey and one hand there on the back of the shoulder pads, but the sidelines erupted down here. They absolutely just shoved Xavier Jenkins to the ground, and of course the ball does not have to be catchable. It was underthrown, but you cannot make contact with the receiver when the ball's in there.
Thank you, Marty,
for that equipment sideline parts update. 1st and 10 for the Trojans. Ball at our 37 on the far side of the field. Morrell looks way downfield, got a man open, up in the air, and knocked away again by Alex Brown. The senior continues to make defensive play after defensive play.
Yeah, that guy was streaking down the field. As Alex Brown just was, great speed, just stuck a hand up there at the last minute.
Stops the clock with 4:31 to go the first period, all tied up at 7 apiece. 2nd and 10 from our 37, our 36. They give it to Quigley on the end around. He stops, looks, no place to go. We hit him, He'll go down at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and 10. He might have got a yard to the 35.
Yeah, Quimbley, he had nothing, no place to go, tried a little trickeration as he was coming on a sweep, and he'll be tackled. 4:12, the clock running here in the first quarter, tied 7-7. It's third and a long nine for the Lehigh Trojans.
Three receivers far side, single receivers near side. Gardner, we're showing blitz. They give it to the tailback. No! Quarterback keeps it. It's a quarterback keeper up the middle. He'll have the first down to the 20-yard line. Fooled me and everybody else. Stuck it in, pulled it out. I thought number four had it, but he didn't. And, Bill, what a great call because it just fooled everybody. And they'll take it all the way down to the 21-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 from there with 3:55 to go here in the first period. We're tied at 7 apiece. Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Morrell in the shotgun. Looks, throw a little screen pass out to the side. We hit him, we got a hold of him, and a great defensive play out there by number 7,
Jalen
Marable. Marable fought off the block, then made the tackle on the receiver.
They'll lose 2 or 3 yards on that, Wes.
3:20 to go now, clock running here in the first period, tied at 7 apiece. Second and 12, back at the 23. They put Hare in the backfield, just to the right of Morrell. Morrell drops straight back, looks downfield, looking at the end zone, and he'll just out of bounds, incomplete. Stops the clock with 2:56 to go here in the first period. All tied at 7 apiece. It'll be third and about 13. Remember last time they had us in this situation. What a great, great play.
Yeah,
quarterback keeper.
Yeah, Morrell, he needed 9 yards on that last run. Picked up 14 yards as...
Twins near side, single receiver far side. Morrell drops straight back now. Looks, head looks again to the end zone. Got a man wide open, blown coverage. Touchdown, Lee County.
Yeah, Brookins made the turn inside. He said it. He knew it. As soon as he made the turn, he tapped himself on the chest. My bad. He made the wrong turn, but unfortunately for us, it's 6 on the board for the Lehigh Trojans. They go up 13-7, awaiting the extra point.
Langston on to attempt the extra point. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 14-7. Lee leads. We'll take a 60-second break.
All right. We need to quit. Just run the ball. I think they can't stop us if we run it. And then go to the pass later on. We've got to run.
This is yet put it out. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Langston set to kick off. A little pooch kick, high end over end kick. And we take it at the 23, up to 25. Ball's out on the ground. Ball's out on the ground. Gabe Neighbors made the catch. He got hit, and Lee County has recovered at our 28-yard line.
Went right up the middle. He had the ball kind of not really tucked away. It was more out in front of him. Got it knocked out. Lee County is back in business on their end of the field inside the 20-yard line. They lead right now 14-7, and we need a defensive stand right here, Wes.
2:45 to go here in the first period. You're absolutely right, Bill. We have got to get our defense. Our defense will step up here.
We talked about it, the countdown to kickoff, eliminating the mistakes, and so far we've had that big turnover bite us right here.
And two turnovers. Hopefully this one will not turn into points. Morrell in the shotgun. Snaps. Gets it to the back around the left side. Look at her hole. Gets about one man, too. That's number 16, Willie Kelly. And Kelly gets across the 25.
It was Brian Bell just able to get a shoestring tackle to bring him down.
It'll be second and five from the 23. Morrell in the shotgun. Again, gives it to number 16, Kelly. As he gets down around the 20, and we push him back, but
they'll give him
forward progress to the 20, where it'll be third and about two from there. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Lee leading 14-7. Morrell with Gardner in the backfield right behind him. We're in a five-man front. Looks to the sidelines.
Now he's going to send two wide receivers wide to his right.
Changing the play. Takes the snap, gives it to Garner up the middle. Garner he'll be close to the first down.
Yeah, he's going to fall for it. I think he got it by a yard.
From here, you've got a little bit better angle than I do. And it is a first down with a minute 31 to go here in the first period. Our Vikings trail 14-7.
First down and 10 now for the Lee County Trojans at the 17.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Gardner to his left. Drops back. Looks again. Looks to the end zone and...
knocked away.
Oh, we almost picked it, but we knocked it away. Good play in there by number 10, Nate Brantley. Stops the clock with a minute 16 to go here in the first quarter. Our Vikings trail 14-7. It'll be second and 10 for the Lee County Trojans. He sends twins left, twins right. Play action, little screen pass back to number 11. Got a hole wide open into the end zone. Touchdown, Lee County. That's Bernard McRae.
Yeah, he looked like Morrell was going to go out, roll to his right. Just a little jump throw back to his left, and that was number 11, Bernard McRae. Underneath the linebackers, makes a little catch and just runs it into the end zone for a 17-yard touchdown. And they go up 20-7 awaiting the extra point.
Two turnovers has led to 14 of their points, or 13 so far. Langston on to attempt the extra point. Endo kicked up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. Lee County leads it 21-7. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Lee County leads it 21-7 with a minute 9 to go here in the first period. Langston for Lee County approaches the ball. High end over end kick. Alex Brown standing back. He takes it at the 1. He's at the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. Looking for a hole. They hit him, and he'll go down about the 27-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
That last drive for Lee County only took 5 plays, 28 yards, ran 1 minute and 41 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 17-yard touchdown pass, number 11, Bernard McCrary. Trojans lead 21-7, 1 minute to go in the first quarter of play.
And we'd like to thank Paige Heating and Air for that drive recap. Let's go, Vikings! Dixon comes back out at quarterback.
Copeland,
Harris, and Ahmad Sneed. Lee County in a five-man front. We put Harris in motion, and we give it to Sneed. Sneed gets hit as he tries to get up to the 30-yard line.
And that's about where they're going to mark him down, at the 30.
It'll be second and about eight from there, giving 2 yards on the carry. We're inside 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, trailing 21-7. Dixon looks into the teeth of that Trojan defense. Again, put Harris in motion. Pitch out to Harris, looking for a hole by one man. They hit him, they spin, and will actually lose yardage. Lee County, that swarming defense, they come hard.
Yeah, Lee County now with a 14-point lead. You play differently, Wes. They've got more of a reckless abandon about them, and they are really charging in here as the clock gets down under 8 seconds now.
Dixon, I'm not sure we'll get another playoff. And that's the end of the quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this.
We got to find a way to take them out of this game.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, it will be third and 10 from our own 27-yard line. Dixon in the shotgun, two receivers near side, single receiver far side. They're showing blitz.
And he jumps
off. And they jumped. They broke the neutral zone. That'll help us a little bit. It'll be third, instead of third and 10, it'll be third and 5.
Well, they're coming. They are timing the snaps, and they are coming across at full speed when they hit that line of scrimmage. That's why they've had two offside penalties now.
Dixon, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Barks out the signals. Takes a snap. Drops back. Looks, steps up in the pocket across the middle and off the fingertips of
Gabe Neighbors.
Gabe Neighbors out at the Lee 45, and we'll have to punt. With 11:54 to go here in the half, trailing 21-7.
That's a tough pass. What you call a skinny post, as the tight end came out there and he just runs right down the middle of the post. And he Dixon threw the ball from our vantage point. Looks like a little bit too far outside the shoulder. Needed to come back into the post a little better. And Gabe might have had a chance.
Belcher.
They are crowding the line.
Standing at the 20. A high snap. It's blocked. It's blocked. Lee picks it up. Pity end zone. Touchdown, Trojans.
They were coming anyway, but the high snap gave them the extra momentum they needed, and they were able to block the punt, pick it up, scoop it, and score. And they're getting ready to go up now, 27-7, awaiting the extra point.
Langston on to attempt the extra point.
Just underway here in the second quarter.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Trojans lead it 28-7. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
We got to get them out of this game. Yeah, we get received the second half.
Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, West Jamesville Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and of course on the sidelines, Marty Rogers. Lee County leads 28-7, 11:46 to go here in the first half. There's the kick, a little high pooch kick. We take it at the 22, the 25, the 30, 35. And that is number 12, Ryan Hobbs, on the who returned a kick. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Yeah, that drive was pretty easy, guys. They blocked the punt, returned it 20 yards for the touchdown. Trojans lead 28-7 with 11 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the first half.
Three really turnovers, and they've got 21 points off of it. Vikings have just got to settle down, get out here, and play football the way they know how to do. Austin Dixon comes out at quarterback. And let's just see what we can put together here. It's going to be a touchdown at a time, a yard at a time.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. That's Patterson. And we give it to Copeland up the middle. Dez turns. He fights his way across the 40 up to the 45. It'll be second and about three from there.
Guys, we got a flag back here on our sideline in the backfield.
What'd you see, Marty?
I'm not sure what it was, guys.
We'll get the call here in just a moment as the side judge here threw it.
We didn't have enough men on the line of scrimmage, evidently. They're talking to the coaches now. And
so an illegal procedure.
Coach was trying to tell both players on the other side, both receivers were on the line of scrimmage. But the line judge on this side is the one who called it.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Our guy right there on the sideline sees it all.
Marty, watch your receivers because they sig
guys,
not the receivers, but the end, and they're talking to each other. Now they're coming in talking to them.
Absolutely, guys. They're going in to talk to each other because both receivers on our right side of our formation were on the line of scrimmage, which gave us enough players. A receiver on the left side ran in motion, so the line judge on our side, the left side, called the flag.
So they're staying with it.
And they disagree, but he just came over and said the guy said there was only one on the line. But they were both supposed to be on the line.
Now, did they mark that off twice?
No, nope, one time. Second and 15. They move it back to our 33-yard line. Dixon brings a man in motion, and he gives it to Jenkins around the right side. Jenkins got a hole. There he goes. He's across the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Vikings.
You're not going to catch Xavier Jenkins. Number 6, the sophomore, Xavier Jenkins, is the fastest guy on this field, at least for the Lowndes High Vikings, and he proved it right there. He was the fastest one on the field right now. A 67-yard touchdown run on a speed sweep. One at a time. It's a one-step process. We go up. We get another score here. We just got to keep moving.
You got to keep going. Belcher to hold Nick Hart to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. 28-14. Lee leads it. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Nick Hart set to kick off. Back deep is Willie Key. High, high kick. And they're not going to get a chance to return it as it goes into the end zone. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Vikings only took one play, 62 yards, but it was a 67-yard touchdown run after the 5-yard penalty. Vikings do still trail 28-14 with 11 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the first half of play.
Taylor, thank you for that, Paige. Heating and air drive recap. The first and 10 for the Trojans from their own 20-yard line. 11:07 to go in a half. We've just cut it to 14, 28-14. Bill, we've got to find a way to stop their offense.
Yeah, the defense, we've had a couple of good stops. We just got to stay consistent, work on your keys, and stay inside.
Crowds come to their feet. Morrell in the shotgun with trips to his side of the field, and official has just called timeout. And with that is timeout. Lee will take a 30-second break.
Total yards, 154 to our 74.
Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Lee County, Georgia. Leesburg, Georgia. Trojan Field, home of the Lee County Trojans. Morrell brings the Trojans out on the field. He's in a shotgun. Twins left, twins right. Puts a man in motion towards us. That'll give him trips. Look and throws across the middle. And almost intercepted by Alex Brown. It was intended for number four, J.R. Quimbley.
Yeah, and Brookings is back there playing center field too, saying, look, I got a shot at this thing.
The second, and that'll stop the clock with 11:02 to go here in the first half. 28-14, Lee County leads. Second and 10 from their 20. They give it to the running back. He gets hit, picks up 5-6 yards, still on his feet. And he'll get somewhere around. He'll get him to the 25, give him 5 yards on the carry, Bill. Be third and 5 from there.
Yeah, it was 32. Brian Bell was able to hold him up, and everybody else came in for the Vikings to make the tackle.
Lee going from left to right on your radio dial. Quimbley, wide receiver to the near side. We're in that four-man front. Again, I give it to the running back. He'll get 2 yards, maybe 3, and that third and 5 will turn into a fourth and 3, Bill.
Fourth down. Let's see if they're going to punt this with a 14-point lead. I mean, Lee's going to go for it.
Fourth and about 4. Two receivers, trips to the far side. Single receiver near side.
Quick kick.
Morrell kicks it. Hits at the 40, the 30, and it'll roll dead at our 31-yard line. That's where the Vikings will take over. First and 10, 9:58 to go in the half, and we trail 28-14.
Yeah, Garrett Morrell just did a little quick kick there on fourth and about 2, so that hopefully had a chance to maybe, as you get here, rolls dead, and you don't give the Vikings a chance to make that return. The Vikings scores tonight have been on big plays.
Xavier Patterson, number 3, brings the Vikings out on the field. He's got Snead at fullback. He's got 2 receivers near side, single receiver far side, as he is in the shotgun. Standing at the 25, looking at a 5-man front. Lee showing blitz. There they come. We give it to Snead. Snead, the big fullback, hits, turns, and won't even get back to the line of scrimmage, I don't believe, Bill.
Now, he may lose a yard or 2. Let's see, would they mark it? Yep, at about the 29.
So it'll be second and 12, 9:42 to go first half. Vikings trailing 28-14.
Snead will check out now.
We've got 3 receivers near side, single receiver far side. Again, they're sending 6-7 guys. Patterson tries to roll away from him, throws out, and ball intended out here, I think. Bill
for
Neighbors.
Yeah.
It was dropped. Incomplete pass. Be third and 12 now with 9:19 to go.
Yeah.
They are very, very fast and very physical on defense.
Yeah, they were coming in on that screen that time, and the running back's got to try and pick up one of those guys. Unfortunately, we couldn't, and he had to throw the ball much quicker than he wanted to.
Patterson gets the play from the sidelines. We're in the I formation. Nope, in a shotgun, offset eye. And we give it to Snead. Snead loses it across the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50. He's at the 40, he's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown Vikings. There's a flag back at the 30.
That was Dez Copeland on the run.
Dez Copeland.
He's coming back.
Hold against the Vikings.
We've had a number of holding calls tonight that have really nullified some big plays. None bigger than that one right there is Dez Copeland took that thing to the house. And they're going to mark off 10. And it'll be third and a long way to go now.
Yep. Be third and about 22.
They're going to mark that ball at about the 19-yard line.
Yep. To get a first down, we've got to get all the way out to the 40.
It's on the 19.
9:05 to go first half, trailing 28-14. Patterson barking out signals. There they come. Stops, looks, throws downfield, looking for a man. He's got Jenkins open and just couldn't catch up to the ball.
He threw that way beyond Xavier Jenkins. He just threw that up for a prayer.
Incomplete. Stops the clock with 8:59 to go here in the half.
Hey, good job, Rick. You're doing a wonderful job
today. We have to punt the ball.
On 4th and 22.
Belcher standing at the 5.
They're coming after it again.
Hits it away. A signal fair catch. It hits at the 50. Rolls across the 45, the 40. Rolls out to the 35, and that's where we'll down it at the Lee County 35-yard line. 8:46 to go in the half. Vikings trailing 28-14. Lee County will take over. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
8:46 now. That was a 45-yard punt. Two good punts tonight by Belcher.
Lee County will be going from left to right on your radio dial.
We flirted with interceptions, Wes. That's what we're going to need, I think, a defensive turnover.
Morrell in the shotgun. Play action. Looks across the middle, looking for a man open. Makes the catch. The receiver's off and running as he crosses the 45, the 40, and we won't haul him down until he gets down to about our 37-yard line.
Yeah, it was Bernard McCray. The ball was thrown up and out a little bit. He really reached out, made a great catch with his hands. That thing's going to be 28 yards.
6'2", 180-pound junior. First and 10 for Lee. We're in a four-man front, 5. They give it to Garner to fullback. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and that's about as far as he'll get. It should be second and 10 from there.
You know, one thing I'd noticed just then, we just heard the whistle. There's a lot of letting it play this year as the ball carrier has been hemmed up a lot of times, but they continue to let the ball play.
We'll give him 2 yards, 8. It'll be second and 8 with 8 minutes to go here in the half. 28-14, Lee County leads. Takes the snap, drops straight back, looking. Throws downfield, looking for a man off his fingertips in the end zone. Pass intended. For number 11, that's McCray. And I tell you what, Morrell just laid that out there almost perfectly, Bill.
Yeah, it was just beyond the fingertips. Garrett Morrell's the real deal now.
Be third and 8 with 7:52 to go here in the half. Lee County leading 28-14. Three receivers near side, two receivers far side. We're in a three-man front, now four. Morrell in the backfield by himself. Here we come. Quickly throws out in the flats, catch made, receiver turns, falls down. It'll be fourth and about eight.
They gave some positive yards. It's going to be about third and six or seven.
Fourth and six or seven. Ball on the near hash mark. Lee County left to right on your radio dial. They're going for it with 7:30 to go here in the first half. They lead 28-14. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Morrell drops back, looking, throws, looking for fly. Oh, off the fingertip. This may catch made by Quigley. Tyson Harris went up to deflect the ball, and it just passed his outstretched fingers, so it'll be a first down for Lee County. They'll mark it down about the 16-yard line.
Going for the interception and just tried to tip. Well, not necessarily the interception, but for the tip rather than staying with the receiver. So a fourth down conversion for Lee County.
Morrell gives it to Garner, the big back. He gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He's across the 15, maybe to the 14.
Logan Neely in on that tackle for the Vikings.
6:55 to go here in the first half. Lee leads 28-14. Two receivers near side, two far side. He keeps Gardner in the backfield with him, sets him to his right. Looks at our three-man front. Barks out the signal, brings a man in motion. And I'm not sure what we got.
Timeout on the field.
Well, that will take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. 6:29 to go here in the half. 28-14. A Lee County lead. It'll be second and about eight. The ball at the 14-yard line. So on the far side of the field. And Garrett Morrell, the junior quarterback, and the shotgun. Puts a man in motion. That's Quimbley. He drops back, looks to the end zone, fires that way, and incomplete. It'll be third and eight. Alex Brown back on defense. That'll stop the clock with 6:24 to go here in the half. 28-14. Lee leads. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Keeps Gardner in the backfield with him. Morrell again drops back. There we come on a blitz. Throws the ball towards the end zone. Intended for number four, J.R. Quimbley, but just overthrows him.
That time it was Logan Neely made a big, big hit just as the quarterback was throwing the ball, and he is a little slow getting up.
It'll be fourth down, and they send Langston on to attempt the field goal. They'll set it down on the 20, on the 21. It'll be a 31-yard field goal attempt from the far hash mark. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball hits the ground. It's up. And it's no good. No good. Score remains 28-14. 6:12 to go in the half. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 20-yard line.
So a dodged bullet there. Because I tell you, we were talking here off air a little while ago about the need for pressure from this defense. Logan Neely did not get there in time to make the hit before he threw it, but he made his presence known. He hit Morrell right as he was throwing the ball, and Morrell was a little slow getting up after that. So we've got to get more of those. We've got to be able to say, hey, we're here.
Dixon brings the Vikings out. He's in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. They're showing blitz. Again, we give it to
Copeland.
Snead. Snead gets hit at...
That's Copeland.
Copeland gets back to the line of scrimmage. He's second and 10 from there.
Clock running now under 6 minutes.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. Dixon says something to Copeland. Two receivers far side. Singles receiver near side. Jenkins in motion. Gives it to Jenkins again. He got hit right at the line of scrimmage.
That time on that speed sweep, they were waiting on it. They are getting great penetration back behind our line of scrimmage. They are playing this game in our backfield.
And we lost 3 yards, and that'll be third and 13 back to the 17-yard line. Dixon drops back, goes across the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands again of Dave
Neighbors.
And that's for a first down. That's been two drop passes.
That one was a real drop. There's one that Gabe got was a little out past his hands. That one hit him in the breadbasket. You've got to be able to make that catch. We miss a first down, and now we got a punt as Belcher is back at about our own 3-yard line, Wes.
And they love coming after him. They were kick returner standing at the 50. High snap. He gets it away.
Fair catch called.
Back at their 40. 4:57 to go first half. Vikings trail 28-14. And Lee County will take over first and 10 from their own 40-yard line.
A 43-yard punt as Belcher is averaging a little over 45, almost 45 yards a punt tonight.
Lee County, 145 yards passing so far, 66 on the ground, 211 yards of total offense so far in the first half. Morrell puts a running back just to his left. Puts Quimbley in motion. Looks, throws the
Backwards pass.
They got a man open, wide open downfield. Makes the catch. Touchdown, Lee County.
Wide open as the backwards pass. We saw it from our vantage point. Quimbley throws it downfield to a wide open wide receiver.
That was McCray.
So they answer with a big play. And we trail by 20 right now, waiting on the extra point. 4:47 left in the half.
Langston waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Langston set to kick off. Alex Brown back deep. He is our deep man. High and over end kick. Tyson Harris takes it to 6. He's up to the 10. 15, the 20. Got a hole. Across the 25. out close to the 30-yard line, and let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive was pretty simple, guys. One play, double pass, recepted by number 11, 60 yards. Vikings trail 35-14, 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the first half.
Taylor, thank you for that page heating and air drive recap. Patterson brings the Vikings out. That's number 3. Sends Jock Alexander to the far side. He's got Dales Copeland in the backfield with him. Looking at a 4-5 man front. There they come. He throws quickly out to Jenkins. Jenkins gets hit, fights forward for a first down. They'll run him out of bounds across the 41, maybe the 42-yard line. So quickly, we get a first down. 4:33 to go here, first half, trailing 35-14.
Only the third first down of the half for the Vikings. Vikings with first down now.
Send two receivers far side. They got Jenkins on the near side. Copeland in the backfield with Patterson. Three-man front, 4-5-6 now. Patterson rolls right, trying to get away from him, stops, tucks the ball, starts to run. Got a hole. He's across the 50 midfield. Turns. He's on his feet. Down the field he goes. And they will tackle him from behind at the 15.
He just kind of stumbled on the sprint turf out there. The old turf monster knocked him down. But after a great run here, 43 yards.
4:21 to go here in the half. Vikings have moved down to the 15-yard line. On a great run by Xavier Patterson. Snead and Copeland in the backfield. Barking out signals. Gives it to Copeland. Gets
no
hit.
Keeper.
No, he keeps it on quarterback keeper. He's inside the 10. Now give and go. Great read by Xavier Patterson to stick it in, pull it back out. Fool me. And fool part of that Lee County defense because they collapsed on Copeland. 3:53 to go here in the half. We trail 35-14, but we're threatening as we're inside the Napa AutoZone, Pipkins red zone. Patterson in the shotgun. Twins to the near side. We'll have trips when the ball is snapped. Nope, there's a flag. What do we got? Illegal procedure against our Vikings.
Wow. Those are the things, little things like that, that kill drives. I mean, we'll talk to Coach McPherson at the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, and he says it week after week. It's the little things like that, the drive killers, that really drive coaches crazy.
It'll be second. It'll make a second and 7 from the 14. Second and 2 to a second and 7.
Clock running.
We're sending Jenkins to the far side of the field. Patterson says something to the Sons of Thunder. You can hear that crowd. Go, Vikings, go. Barking out signals. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland fights his way down to about the 11-yard line. It's going to be third and about 5 from there, maybe 4, as we hit the 3-minute mark here in the first half. Sets Copeland to his left. Trips to our side of the field. They're showing blitz off the corner. Patterson looks this way. Plenty of time on the play clock. Calls for time. Takes the timeout, and that's our first timeout of the half, Bill.
Yeah, as I was looking down, we were talking about the penalties and drive killers. Lowndes has got 4 penalties for 44, almost 45 yards, or excuse me, for 35 yards. But one of those could have been 80. I mean, you know, when you go score a touchdown and you get thrown back 10, that's not just a 10-yard penalty when you really look at it. It says it in the stats, 4 penalties for 35 yards, but it's that huge one right there that really breaks this thing.
Yep.
While Lee County's only been penalized 2 times for 10 yards, so we've got to fix the penalties. Those are the things we got to work on.
Of course, 3 turn and 3 turnovers has not helped matters much. An interception, a fumble, and a blocked punt. 21 points off of that.
They lead 35-14. Vikings need to find the end zone here.
Third and 5. Ball on the 12-yard line. Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. Snead in the backfield with Patterson. We're in that Eagle tee. Bring Copeland in motion. We give it to Snead over the right side. He won't get much. He'll get to the 10, and that's about it. Maybe a yard. It's going to be fourth and four.
Now, we are in field goal range, but when you're trailing like this, what do you do?
If you're down by 21, I believe you go for it. It's going to be fourth and three. The ball on the 10-yard line.
Play clock at 15 seconds.
Patterson slides under center. Got a man in motion. Pitches out. Oh, we will not get the first down. He pitched it out to Copeland. Copeland across the 10. They stopped him short. He'll be about a yard short.
Yeah, it was a bad pitch, too.
It was high.
The pitch was high. Dez had to slow down to wait on it. And as he did, it just gave that defense that second they needed to keep us from getting that first down. So we turn it over on downs. We're 0 for 1 on fourth downs.
With a minute 55 to go here in the first half, we trail 35-14.
Lee County comes out now. See if they're going to try and move this down the field or if they're going to be content with a 21-point lead right now. They got it spread out.
Morrell in the shotgun. He gives it to Gardner, the fullback. He's the big back. He's across the 10 up to the 11, maybe the 12-yard line. Clock now at the 1:40 mark. Here in the first half.
In the halftime, this is going to be, if the Vikings are going to expect to come back and win this ball game, there's going to have to be a whole change of attitude in that locker room at halftime.
Morrell looks to the sidelines. Play clock at 10, 9. Again, he gives it to Garner.
No, this time 16.
16 around the left side. He'll have the first down. That is Willie Kelly. Kelly carries the ball for a first down out to the 22-yard line. They'll reset the chains with a minute 5 to go here in the first half. Vikings trailing 35-14. Morrell with a little breathing room now. Doesn't have that end zone sitting in his hip pocket. Looks at that five-man front with our Vikings. Drops straight back. Looks, Tuck starts to run. We hit him and pull him down to the turf of about the 23-yard line.
That was Kedrick Clemens in on the tackle.
That'll have to be one more play.
Be interesting to see if when Marty gets Coach McPherson here at halftime, what his thoughts will be and whether he'll talk at all. Sometimes he is so focused in a game like this.
And they're going into victory formation. He takes a knee, and that will be the end of the first half. 35-14. And we'll go downstairs to Marty Rogers. And
Coach, obviously hadn't gone the way you wanted it to. What do you tell your team at halftime?
Man, we're gonna have to step it up, man. They made some plays on us. They scored on a blocked punt. Shoot, everything's going their way, man. We're gonna have to play.
Absolutely, Coach.
All right, thanks for that Traditions Flooring sideline update. The coach's halftime interview.
A lot of football left, Brian.
Yeah, there really is. There's a lot of football left to go as we're at halftime trailing the Lee County Trojans 35-14. When we come back, we'll have some of your halftime stats as we take just a moment to watch the Lounside Georgia Bridgemen. We're going to take a break here on the halftime report. We'll be back after this 10-minute break. All right, guys, we're in 10.